1800 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The Wednesday newsmaker is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 26th of January, and we're very pleased to be joined via the KVOE Sutherland studio line this morning by Emporia Community Foundation Executive Director Becky Nirenberg. Becky, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. Cold out here.
And Becky is outside as we speak.
Yes, I am. I'm out feeding. I've got three horses here at our ranch, and I've got nine chickens and a bunch of cats, and so I come out and take care of everything in the morning before I go into the office.
And so you may have a kind of your own chorus here in the background a couple of times here during the interview, right?
I may, yeah. I'm in my cat house right now. we took a grain bin and lowered the ceiling, insulated the walls, put in windows, and that is my cat house. And that's where I store all my feed and my kitties live, and it's really pretty cool.
Good deal. Well, if they chime in, they're welcome. So Becky's joining us here this morning really to talk about a couple of things. One was the recent announcement of the 2022 grant recipients, which the Community Foundation, I think, made on Monday afternoon. And a bit later on, we'll just talk briefly about Match Day to come here and really the impacts of Match Day as well. But Becky, let's talk about the grant committee and its work before we talk more about the recipients and really what the projects that they have going on here. This is work that the Community Foundation has done for a number of years, and the way it sounds is they're looking for several different things with the applications as they come in every summer and fall.
Well, what we do is we have our funds. We have almost 400 funds right now with the Emporia Community Foundation, with our total assets of over $41 million. And we do charge a fee, and I always tell people we have to keep our lights on, too, and it's a small fee. But what we do is we take part of that fee, and we use the fee for grants in our community. And our grant committee is chaired by Jeff Williams, who is our new president now. And we have a process where we accept grant applications in September. The committee goes through them and looks them over in October. And then based on the need, the people it will serve, the area, and the projects, we go ahead and we give out the money. We had $25,000 to give out this year. And when we give out our grants, what we look at is the impact of the project and how it will impact the community. We don't give out any money for operating, so none of it goes to salaries or for anything like that. It is basically projects. And this year we received 15 applications totaling over $75,000, and we had $25,000 to give out. So we selected, I believe it was seven, and they will receive their checks today.
So when did the application process start? When does that start annually, Becky?
Well, the deadline is September 30th. So September 30th was the deadline. And the committee met in October.
All right. So go ahead.
We let them know in October, then after we make our decision, that they'll be getting the checks this year. But that way they'll be able to know when they do their budgeting processes, and they'll know how much money they're getting.
So is this an annual process for the Community Foundation and the Grant Committee?
Every year. We do it every year, yes.
So when does the application process open for people that may be interested in applying?
Well, they can go onto our website, and on our website, if they go under Available Grants, there's a tab that says Grants, and go under Available Grants. And it's got all of the grants listed that we give out, like the 79 Fund and the Trussler and the Earl and Stella Wees. That, of course, is on your website, too. But we've got all of our grants listed there, and the ECF grant is listed there, too.
And the winners, as announced here earlier this week, were Communities and Schools of Mid-America getting $2,500 for direct student needs. Family Promise of the Flint Hills, $5,000. Beds and Welcome Home Packs as that funding stream. Mm-hmm. Hartford's Park mm-hmm. Revitalization Project, $5,500 for picnic tables. Lebo's Park and Recreation Board, $2,300 for safety and lighting at its tennis and basketball courts. Project Playscape getting $3,500. Splash Pad Process now is their main focus at America's Jones Park.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
United Way of the Flint Hills, $5,000 for the emergency housing project, and Logan Avenue getting $1,200 for its Let's Play learning system through Sunday. So you can tell here with these recipients and their projects that there's a pretty wide range of different points that different organizations can request and help the community in different ways.
Yes. There's always going to be people who have needs. And we help them, as you can see, with some of the grant recipients here. But we also like to improve our communities. And so for like the city of Lebo and Hartford and up there in Americus, they're doing things that impact everyone. Picnic tables, a splash pad, improving the safety for their tennis courts and basketball courts. That helps everyone in the community. And so that's what we look at when we look at the grant applications, is how it can impact everyone in the community.
Becky, the mention here the process, and I want to shift you over here to Match Day, because you know we're talking about helping the community through what the Community Foundation does, and you know you have the grant process. Match Day is coming up here. I'm you know on for the next several years here with the activities in November and December. What's going on in the early stages of the Match Day planning process here for this fall?
Well, I've been getting numerous phone calls. The committee will be meeting February 14th, and they will be going over the application and what changes we'll be making and what we'll be looking at for the for Match Day this year. The board has already made a couple of decisions. They voted this last year that we will continue for the next 5 years to have Match Day, because last year was the last year we had funding for it. They also increase the amount of the operating budget. Before, no organizations with an operating budget of $150,000 or higher could apply. And they've raised that now to $175,000. So if an organization has under $175,000, they can, as an operating budget, they can apply to be in our in Match Day. The other thing we did too is we were the only community foundation that I was aware of that did not require a fund with the community foundation. And they decided this year that the organizations will have a fund with community foundation, because we do so many things educationally and we help them out with fundraising year round. And I know I've had several come in that started funds a couple of years ago, and they said it was one of the best things they'd done. And so it's a very simple application process and very simple for them to do. And so they will have to have a fund with the Community Foundation now in order to apply to be in Match Day this year. Right now, the committee will also decide how many groups will be in Match Day. We've had a tradition the last few years of around 25. And I will be in the process. We've got a number of our matching donors who have agreed to come back and be with us. And then I'm going to be sending out grant applications, hoping that we can get some more money and see where we go from there.
Becky, on this, with these different adjustments here, when can groups and organizations start applying to be part of Match Day? Because it sounds like you've got, obviously with the higher ceiling, you're going to have a larger pool.
Oh, gosh. Yes, we will. After the committee makes their decisions on February 14th, we'll go ahead and make the announcement, and we'll have the application available. And we'll, of course, make the announcement, and you folks will have it. And we'll have the application available on our website. They can come in and get it. It'll be a fillable PDF, so all they have to do is download it, and they can fill it in that way. And then we'll have the deadline. Usually the deadline is towards the end of March. And then we make the announcement sometime in April.
Well, we can't wait. It's always exciting. And, boy, I tell you what, talk about a successful venture that has been for many groups and organizations in and around the Emporia area. It has just been an exciting time of the year once we get into November. That is for certain. Looking forward to that announcement. Yeah, go ahead, Becky.
It's going to be November 14th this fall.
Okay.
And, of course, we have the growing up giving aspect. And I just talked to another school this past week who's interested in joining us. It teaches kids about philanthropy and what's going on in their community. And so we're busy with Match Day all the time.
Yeah, it's nonstop at the Community Foundation. That's year-round. It's not just Match Day that happens in the fall. This is the wheels are turning constantly at the Emporia Community Foundation. Well, Becky, thanks for your time. Get inside, get warmed up.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
The Emporia Community Foundation Executive Director Becky Nuremberg joining us on our Primetime Newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you want to be part of the Newsmaker slots, well, the rest of the week's full, and we do have a handful of dates already claimed for next 2 weeks. So give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. We get our biweekly update on Lyon County's COVID-19 response effort tomorrow morning at 7:15 with Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by our friends at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. KVOE live and local, 733, 13 degrees, a wind chill of 2. Stay tuned. Weather next.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.